I thank the Lord that He has given me another opportunity that I can share with brothers and sisters. I again ask brothers and sisters to commit me in your prayers. We can often gather before the Lord. It is the Lord's grace. So may we not only have ears that can hear the word of the Lord, but our hearts can be captured by the Lord. Thank the Lord that I shared four messages on who Jesus is.
不知道弟兄姊妹还记得多少?
I don't know how much brothers and sisters still remember. Often after the meeting, we immediately forget. And so I hope brothers and sisters can all know that Jesus is our Lord.
他是我们的主人,
He is our Master.
我们能够认定他是我们的主人,
and we can confess that He is my Master.
我们也提过耶稣是人子,
we have also shared that Jesus is the Son of Man.
特别跟弟兄姊妹讲到说, 知道耶稣就是在地上做人。
Especially I brought up that we need to know how Jesus lived as a man when he was on the
earth.
To be able to be considerate of man, he had to walk the way of man. And then most importantly, he showed he is Christ.
他不但是神的儿子，他已经是基督了。
Not only is he the Son of God, but he is also Christ.
所以我们读圣经里会发现整个新约里面都讲到耶稣是基督。
And so when we read the whole New Testament, it points out that Jesus is Christ.
我们必须能够越过越被建立起来像基督。
And we need to be built up to be more and more like Christ.
所以到了基督耶稣成为羔羊，他要接受人进入他的荣耀里。
And so when Jesus became the Lamb of God to bring many into glory,
有多少人 没错是重生得救，能够达到基督他要我们达到的身份。
And so how many of us, indeed you are born again, but how many have enough life of Christ in you to meet that requirement?
所以这几个信息，我想我过去靠着主的恩典跟弟兄姊妹有点交通。
And so these messages by the grace of the Lord I have shared with you in the past few messages.
希望我们特别还有年日的时候，我们多来认识我们的主。
And so while we still have days, let us use this time to know our Lord.
没错，圣经有很多可以给我们来学习。Indeed,
there are many things we can learn in the Bible.
但是我们今天要的，在我的感觉里面，这几个点，希望我们能够抓住我们的主。But
to me, what we need are these. For these points, we need to grab onto.
我跟弟兄姊妹讲过，整个圣经里面基本上都指向基督去。I've
shared with you that the whole Bible is basically pointing to Christ.
说我们要用我们的时间，真的能够来认识我们的主。And
so we need to use our time to know our Lord.
我们在地上的日子不多。We
do not have much time left on this earth.
我们能够认识多少？
How much can we know?
说当我在思想这次跟弟兄姊妹的交通，
so when I was meditating what to share on this time,
我还是想要再讲到耶稣是人的方面。
I want to share more on this aspect of Jesus as a man.
因为圣经里面讲到，他就说我是人子。
Because in the Bible it says Jesus says I'm the Son of Man.
但他主要讲到我是人。
But the emphasis is that he is a man.
我虽然是神，我还是人。
That though he is God, he is also man.
我在地上。
And so he would live a life as a man on this earth. But Satan could not tempt him.
So 我定一个题目，叫做耶稣在找人。
And so my topic is Jesus is looking for people.
人的反应是什么?
And what is man's response?
或者说人的反应在哪里?
Or where is your response?
那我再讲一次，神在找人，人的反应。
I want to share again that God is looking for people. What is their response?
你要知道在历，你读圣经就知道神一直在找人。
If you read the Bible, you see that God is always looking for people.
但人是怎么样跟着主走的呢？
But how do these people follow the Lord?
我想我们读圣经的人很多。
Many people read the Bible.
我们都读过圣经。
We all have read the Bible.
但是我们知道神在找人吗？
But do we know that God is looking for people?
主在找你吗？
God is looking for you.
主在找人。
The Lord is looking for people.
所以如果主愿意的话，
The Lord will.
我愿意今天能够跟你们提几个这个事情。
I want to share a few things with you.
可能有一些你们都已经很熟了。
Maybe some of these you are very familiar with.
如果你们已经很熟了，就bear with me, okay? 我们继续一起来看。
And if you are already very familiar, then bear with me. We'll look at it together.
如果是第一次来读这一段的话
，But if it is your first time reading,
那我们来求主给我们知道耶稣在地上的日子。
Let us consider together how Jesus lived his life on this earth.
我再讲一次，耶稣在找人。
I want to say again that Jesus is looking for people.
人的反应。
And what are the people's reaction?
第一个，我们先来看，我先给你们，我都从圣经里面找到耶稣在新约里面他的一些故事。
And so I have found some stories in the New Testament about Jesus.
我们翻到马太福音第二章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 2.
马太福音第二章第一到第三节。
Matthew chapter 2 verse 1 to 3.
我讲一下哈，如果圣经比较长的，我就不读中文了哈，我只读英文的。
And I will mention again that if the Bible verses are longer, I won't read in Chinese, I'll just read in English.
So, 第一个我们要看马太福音第二章第一到第三节，请英文读一次。
Matthew chapter 2 verse 1 to 3. Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him. When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him.
第三节这个是重点。当他们听到说耶稣在来了，或者这个救主来了，他们不止做官的里面紧张了。全部人民都不舒服。
Verse 3 is the focus here, that when they heard this, not only was the king troubled, but all Jerusalem was troubled with him.
他们不是在这里，就是等着基督到吗？
Weren't they waiting for the Christ to come?
为什么他们都是紧张的呢？
Why did they become so worried?
他们已经习惯了他们的生活。
Because they were used to their lifestyle.
他们习惯了他们的聚会。
They were used to their meeting.
他们习惯了他们怎么样来过一些基督徒的生活。
They were used to how they lived their Christian lives.
说他没看到的时候已经非常的紧张。
And so before they realized it, and then they became very afraid.
我们要看看耶稣，我没办法，因为这个要遮盖的地方太多了。
There's too much to cover here.
我只能够遮盖一点点的地方。
So I can only focus on a little bit.
我们要知道耶稣在这个整个他来到地上这三年多的服侍，或者33年的服侍，究竟对这些所谓信神的人的反应是什么？
And so we need to see that in Jesus 33 and a half years while he's on earth, what is people's reaction to him?
我再说，我只能够取一点点。
I have to say again, I can only
要的好好自己去读。
If you have, if you are able, you should carefully look at it yourself.
马太福音第十二章
，Matthew chapter 12,
第二节。
Verse 2.
他说法利赛人看见就对耶稣说看啊你的门徒做安息日不可做的事。
And when the Pharisees saw it, they said to him, Look, your disciples are doing what is not lawful to do on the Sabbath.
他们做什么?
What were they doing?
他们吃安息日不可以吃的东西。
They were eating what they couldn't eat on the Sabbath.
我们再读一节哈，这个十二章第十四节。
We'll read one more verse, chapter 12, verse 14.
这里法利赛人出去商议怎么样可以除灭耶稣。
Then the Pharisees went out and plotted against him how they might destroy him.
因为耶稣告诉他们说我是安息日的主。
Because Jesus told him that he is Lord of the Sabbath.
对他们这些所谓 你要知道这些人很熟悉圣经的，你知道他们的难处是什么。
And so we see that these people were very familiar with the scripture. So what was their difficulty?
耶稣讲的话对他们受不了。
They could not bear the words that Jesus was saying.
我要跟你们再读一两节哈，这个第二十二章第十五节。
I want to read a couple more verses. Matthew chapter 22, verse 15.
二十二章第十五节。当时法利赛人出去商议怎么就着耶稣的话陷害他。
Then the Pharisees went and plotted how they might entangle him in his talk.
十八节。二十二章第十八节，耶稣看出他们的恶意，就说：“假冒为善的人啊，为什么试探我？”
Chapter 22, verse 18. But Jesus perceived their wickedness and said, "Why do you test me, you hypocrites?"
你要知道这些法利赛人啊，他们是侍奉神的人。
What you need to know is that these Pharisees, they serve God.
你不要认为他们只是做一个世界上的人。
Don't think that these are some worldly people.
他们是一个侍奉神的人。
They serve God.
他们对旧约是非常熟悉的一批人。
They are those who are very familiar with the Old Testament.
他们拿着旧约里面他们所知道的，看到耶稣所做的，跟他们所这么多界的人，这么多世代的人所认识的完全不同。
But when they compare Jesus to their understanding of the Old Testament throughout all the generations, it seems different.
他们开始的时候还可以听一点点关于耶稣讲过的话。
In the beginning, they could hear a little bit of what Jesus was saying.
到后来发现耶稣所做的，他们已经受不了。
But when they saw what Jesus was doing, they couldn't stand it.
你知道我没时间跟你们一直在扣圣经，但我相信大家圣经应该也读过。
I don't have time to look through all the verses, but I'm sure you've read the Bible before.
你发现这些法利赛人越过越拒绝耶稣。
You see that the Pharisees, over time, they despise Jesus more and more.
他们发现耶稣好像能够做点神迹。
They saw Jesus could do some miracles.
能够说一些他们没说过的话。
He could say some words they never heard before.
对他们所认识的所谓圣经，他觉得耶稣这个完全跟他们不同。
But to their understanding of the scripture, they feel Jesus is totally different.
你最不能想象到他们竟然要害死耶稣。
And you can't even imagine that in the end, they wanted to harm Jesus.
有时候以为你说这个只是一个拒绝的事情。
Sometimes you might think, oh, they just reject him.
但是他们是没办法接受耶稣的。
But they could not receive him.
你要知道这些法利赛人对他们来讲，他们是侍奉神的。
So the Pharisees, they serve God.
So 他们知道他们要照着神所说的话去做。
And so they need to do according to the word of God.
但是他们经过这么多年所走过的。
But throughout all these years,
他们已经做了很多只是他们人的方法。
They were just doing man's method.
他们没办法讲耶稣对他们所说的话。
And they could not receive the words that Jesus told them.
So 我们今天哈，我们读这些故事，我想我们都不是新鲜的。
And so when we read these stories, it's not new to us.
我们要问一个问题，我是怎么跟着主走的？
But we need to ask ourselves the question, how do I follow the Lord?
我遇到所有都是法利赛人在这里。
I encounter all Pharisees here.
他们也去聚会，也怎么样，都有时候搞不好在发呆呢。
They go to meetings as well. Maybe they're daydreaming in the meeting.
但是这些人都去聚会。
But they all go to meetings.
但是他们是怎么跟着主走而不同意这个法利赛法利赛人所讲的跟神所讲的完全不是。
So they are those who come to meeting. Yet what the Pharisees say is totally different from what Jesus says.
所以我过去跟你们提过这个稗子跟麦子的故事。
In the past, I shared with you on the parable of the wheat and the tares.
你要知道，在教会里面有很多稗子跟麦子。
We need to know that in the gathering there are many wheat and tares.
但没有人要去把它分清楚。
But nobody wants to make the distinction clear.
我们必须成为麦子的。
But we must be the wheat.
因为有一天见到主的时候，已经来不及了。
Because on the day we meet the Lord, it's too late.
我们真的要这样追求的情况里面，我们是怎么样来看主的呢？
But when we're pursuing the Lord this way, how do we look to Him?
我们需要求主怜悯我。
We need the Lord to have mercy on us.
今天我们活在这个世界里。
Today we're living in this world.
你说今天讲基督教里面也很多人。
And if we look at Christianity, there's so many people.
我们今天要的是什么？
But what do we want today?
你知道耶稣，我没办法跟你们读这些圣经这么多，但是这里告诉我们说，主耶稣有一件事来到地上，就是说，你们能够认识我吗？
So there is one thing that Jesus emphasized here is that when he was on earth, do you know me?
因为多少年已经没有人认识神的儿子。
Because for so many years they did not know Jesus,
so,
Son of God.
当主耶稣来到地上的时候，他要人能够认识他。
So when Jesus came to earth, he wanted people to know him.
但是你发现人不认识他。
We see that man did not know him.
圣经里面主要记载的还是那些读圣经的人。
And it's especially recorded in the Bible, those who study the scripture.
犹太人是读圣经。
These Jews study the Bible.
圣经里面还直接对待的是对着这些读圣经的人。
And so we see that the Bible especially calls out these people who study the scripture.
但是他发现这些人读圣经到了一个地步只读道理。
But we see that these people, they study so much of the word that it just became head knowledge.
只读知识。
Just knowledge.
只读自己所要的东西。
They just read the things they wanted to know.
他没办法真的来认识主。
They could not truly come and know the Lord.
并且跟着主走。
And follow the Lord.
你看耶稣来地上，你发现就是没有。
And so when Jesus came, they had no response.
所以我们要把这个话对到我们今天的。
And so we need to apply this to our lives today.
我们今天对主的认识有多少？
How much understanding do we have of our Lord?
因为圣经告诉我们说，我们来找主的人多，能够跟着主走的人少。
Bible tells us that there are many who look to Jesus, but there are very few who can follow him.
所以这刚刚读了一段圣经，他说：“你们这些假冒为善的人。”
And so here there's a verse you read that says, "You hypocrites."
我们人之间很少人告诉 "You are hypocrites." We never say that.
We very rarely do we say to each other, oh, you are a hypocrite.
我们有几个人会讲说，哦呦，你是假冒伪善。
Who would say, oh, you are a hypocrite?
但是你要知道，有一天面对我们的主的时候，问题是我究竟是不是个假冒伪善。
Well, on the day we meet the Lord, there is a question, am I one who is a hypocrite?
因为我们喜欢做我们要做的事。
Because we like to do the things I want to do.
那我们不能够抓住主要我们去做的事。
And we can't hold on to what the Lord wants us to do.
我有一个圣经还想跟大家读一下。
There's one more verse I want to read with you.
马太福音第二十三章。
Matthew chapter 23.
我们读一节。
We'll just read one verse.
就第三十七节。
Verse 37.
耶路撒冷啊，你常杀害先知，又用石头打死那奉差遣到你这里来的人。我多次愿意聚集你的儿女，好像母鸡把小鸡聚集。在翅膀底下，只是你们不愿意。
O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the one who kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to her. How often I wanted to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but you are not willing.
我多次愿意聚集你们。
How often I want to gather your children.
要聚集你的儿女，像一个母鸡。把小鸡聚在一起的情况。
I want to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings.
只是你们不愿意。
But you are not willing.
你有时候要想看，连耶稣这么的，这个已经到第二十三章了，你就发现哈，耶稣在地上很难聚集到人跟着他走。
And so we see it's already at chapter 23. Jesus, it was so hard for Jesus to find those who are willing to follow him.
你不要忘记这些犹太人哈，他们。旧约读得真的熟啊。
We cannot forget that these Jews were very familiar with the Old Testament.
他们都能够背圣经，所以以后的 弥赛亚在哪里，他都知道怎么找来的。
They could even memorize the scripture. They even could quote where the Messiah would come from in the future.
这是所谓的以色列人。
These were the Israelites.
但是这些人拒绝了耶稣。
But these people were the ones who rejected Jesus.
我们今天在基督教的里面，我们发现很多都讲到耶稣。
Today in Christianity, we see that many people talk about Jesus.
究竟我们真正要的是什么？
But what do we really want?
我们知道主快回来。
We know our Lord is coming back soon.
我们今天所追求的究竟是什么？
What are we pursuing today?
所以我希望弟兄姊妹能够思想这个问题。
So I hope brothers and sisters can consider this question.
特别我们很多比较年轻的。
Especially there are though many who are younger.
While we
are still young, we need to be captured by the Lord.
有时候我会觉得一撒眼十年就过去，再撒个眼二十年就过去。
Oftentimes I think in the blink of an eye 10 years have passed, in another blink 20 years have passed.
弟兄姊妹记得这个耶稣在地上讲过这个话。
Remember the words that Jesus spoke when he was on this earth.
他怎么讲？耶路撒冷，耶路撒冷。
He said, Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem.
杀害先知，用石头打死，奉差遣到你这里来的人。
The one who kills the prophet and stones those who are sent to her.
你说我从来没杀人。
You might say, I never killed
anyone. 我也没有对人怎么不好。
And I haven't mistreated anyone.
但是这个圣经的话怎么临到我身上？
So how could this verse apply to me?
究竟主在祷告的时候会不会把我们的名字都写出来？
And in his prayer, would he write my name there?
他不再解释耶路撒冷，要耶路撒冷啊，他来说某某人啊，某某人啊。
That instead of Jerusalem, Jerusalem, it would say so and so's name.
我多次拒绝你们，你们听吗？
That I wanted to gather you, but did you listen?
要知道，我的确走过不少聚会的地方。
I have been to many gatherings.
有时候上网也去看一下。
And sometimes I'll go online and see.
我就发现这里讲的话。我们很多我们喜欢听的东西。
And so I see the words here. There are many words that we like to hear.
过很多的节日。
We like to celebrate many festivals.
但是我们今天究竟处在我们里面究竟有多少？
But how much of the Lord is in us?
所以这是我第一个想跟弟兄姊妹提到的。
So this is the first point I want to share with brothers and sisters.
我想我不会有些我就不跟你们花太多的在这里提到，因为你们都读过圣经的。
And so some of these I may not spend too much time because you have all read these.
那有一件事我要你们记得。
Well, one thing I want you to remember.
就是耶稣在地上，他一直都是失望的。
That when Jesus was on earth, he was so disappointed.
记住这件事情。
Remember that.
他讲的人都是读圣经的人。
He was speaking to those who read the Bible.
但是主耶稣是一直在地上三年半的时间，你发现这些读圣经的人都让他失望的。
But we see in his 3.5 years of service that these people who study the Bible left him disappointed.
只是有一些得救了或者被他救过来，因为有病啊，主耶稣都医治这些有病的人，有需要的人，还救回一些人。
But because of people who had need, they had sickness and disease, and because Jesus healed them, he gained some of them.
但是圣经里面所谓熟的人都出问题。
But those who were familiar with the scripture, they had a problem.
所以我请弟兄姊妹要注意这个事。
So I want brothers and sisters to be careful about this.
我就不再提太多了。
So I won't bring up anymore.
第二个哈。
The second point.
我们翻到马太福音第十九章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 19.
马太福音第十九章十六到二十二节。
Matthew chapter 19, verse 16 to 22.
那我请Samuel 把英文读一次。
Read it in English. Now behold, one came and said to him, Good teacher, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life? So he said to him, Why do you call me good? No one is good but one, that is God. But if you want to enter into life, keep the commandments. He said to him, Which ones? Jesus said, You shall not murder, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness. Honor your father and your mother, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself. The young man said to him, All these things I have kept from my youth, what do I still lack? Jesus said to him, If you want to be perfect, go, sell what you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, and come follow me. But when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions.
路加福音我就不怎么翻哈。路加福音告诉我们说他是一个官。
And so in Luke, it also mentions that he's a rich person.
Yeah, 他是一个官。
He's a ruler.
要知道他有钱。
We need to know that he has money.
他又是做官。
And he is a ruler.
如果你读过这段圣经的话，他问什么？我怎么得到永生？
And so if you read this, he asked, what may I do that I may have eternal life?
那我刚刚之前是讲很多人，就 in general, 我现在来到是直接讲一个官。
And so before I was speaking in general, but now I'm specifically looking at this ruler.
这是一个官，是一个年轻人。
This is a young ruler, he is young.
他要问说我怎么样能够得着得着永生。
And he is asking, what shall I do that I may have eternal life?
一个人会跑来问耶稣他有需要。
For someone to come to Jesus, he has a need.
没有需要不会来。
If he didn't have a need, he wouldn't come.
你知道法利赛人那些人是来控告耶稣找耶稣出错事的。
We see that the Pharisees came to test Jesus to try to entangle him in his words.
但是这个少年的官啊，这么有能力的一个人，他不是，他要找答案。
But this rich young ruler who was full of ability, he was different. He came to find an answer.
说弟兄姊妹，我想问你，你问过主问个问题吗？
So I want to ask you, have you ever asked Jesus a question?
还是我就是来聚会听讲道，就是。
Or I just come to meeting and listen to messages.
我有来到主面前问问题。
But have I come to Jesus and asked him questions?
还是你已经很满足你所有的？
Or are you already satisfied with what you already have?
你所知道的东西也差不多了，就一直增加知识嘛。
And you are satisfied with your knowledge and you just want to gain a little more knowledge.
但是你发现这里有一个人，他是来问耶稣。不，他这里还讲了一个字哈，他说良善的夫子。如果你要读的，读路加福音十八章。
And so we see that he came to ask Jesus a question and he even called him good teacher.
Yeah, 良善, very, very kind. 良善的夫子。
He calls him a good or kind teacher.
你要知道这个人他里面有需要的。
We see this person has a need.
今天世界上的有需要的人不会来问主的。
But we see that today people in this world, if they have a need, they don't come to Jesus.
他问你世界所有东西有什么让自己好一点。
They will ask other things, methods in the world to find how to make themselves better.
老师
teacher,
或者公司怎么有厉害的人能够把我爬高一点
or skilled people in the company to help me.
但是这里有一个人来问耶稣
But here's someone who came to ask Jesus.
我怎么能够得到永生
How can I get eternal life?
对于他来讲 I have something missing. 我有一些东西我没有的
For him, there was something missing.
所以耶稣就对他讲了几件事情。
So Jesus told him several things.
耶稣就对他说这个不要杀人奸淫偷盗做假见证。
And he said, you shall not murder, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness.
然后呢这几个算是坏事。
You could say these are bad things.
那后面比较好事就是说当孝敬父母爱人如己。
And then we can say the ones after are good things, that you shall honor your father and your mother, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself.
这里只提了六件事。
And only mentioned six things here.
我想我们也应该去想一想，这六件事在你身上是怎么样的。
We might also need to consider how are these six things
in
my life.
好好去想一想。
We need to think about this.
你能够像这个少年的官说，我都做到了。
Can you actually be like the rich young ruler and say, I have done all of these things?
我有时候都传福音给朋友，就是说你没有犯罪，没怎么强调就都没犯罪。
Sometimes when I share the gospel with friends, when I ask about sin, they'll respond, oh, I have no sin.
今天我对弟兄姊妹问这个问题，这里主耶稣只问了六件事情。
So I want to ask friends and sisters now this question. Jesus here asks these six things.
这六件事情你有吗？
Do you have these six?
这里有一个人说I don't have it. 我都没有。
都有。
我都没犯这些罪。
And so there is a man here who says that I have not committed any of these sins.
我刚刚讲说没有犯这个罪就是说他完全没犯这些事。
And then he's saying that he has not committed these sins.
但是如果我们真的自己好好去想的。
But if we really consider,
我有时候在想，只有不没有杀人这件事还没做过的话，其他可能都做过。
Outside of not murdering, perhaps we have actually sinned against all the others.
那后面孝敬父母可能没做。
Perhaps you have not honored your parents.
最好赶快离开父母。
Or and you hope to quickly escape from your parents.
那后面爱人如己更不可能。
And love your neighbor as yourself, even more impossible.
做做我可以做的，不做就不做了。
And do what I want to do, otherwise I can't.
怎么做到爱人如己？
How can I be able to love my neighbor as myself?
说对他来讲，我都遵守。
So to him, he thought he kept them all.
你知道今天有些小孩子慢慢长大，他们根本就不 care 有没有做错什么，反正每个人都做了。
And so some, when they grow up, they don't care if they commit error because everyone is doing it.
但当我们慢慢长大，
but as you go older,
你可能会觉得我可能也做一个，但不无所谓。
You might start to feel, oh, I've done some wrong, but who cares?
但对于我们今天所谓信耶稣的人，好好读这几节圣经。
But for those who believe in the Lord, we need to read this carefully.
我能够像这少年的官，我都做到。
Can you say like the rich young ruler that I've done them all?
那这个值得我们思想。
This is worth us considering.
所以这个少年的官啊，就告诉他说，我什么都做过了。
So this rich young ruler said, I've kept all from my youth.
所以他问，我都遵守。主耶稣啊，我还缺什么？
So he said, I kept them all. What do I still lack?
我们会这样问吗？
Do we ask this way?
主耶稣的回答，他说：“如果你要做完全的人。”
Jesus' response to him is, "If you want to be perfect."
你知道，我们如果读其他的书信里面，都有讲到最后做一个完，在主面前做一个完全的人。
If we read other books in the Bible, it also mentions to be a perfect person before the Lord.
所以主就问他说：“如果你要做一个完全的人，来跟。”变卖你所有的分给穷人你来跟从我。
And so Jesus says to him, if you want to be perfect, go sell what you have and give to the poor and you are treasure in heaven and come follow me.
这个少年的官就忧忧愁愁地走因为他很有钱。
And the young man heard this and he went away sorrowful because he had great possessions.
这告诉你说这个少年的官是一个诚实的人。
This tells you that this rich young ruler was an honest person.
他没有说耶稣啊，你干嘛要问这个问题？
He did not say, why did you ask me this question?
我已经做得很好了。
That I've already done good.
你为什么还问我这个问题？
Why do you still ask me this question?
把钱全部分给别人，跟从我。
To give all my money and then follow you.
我已经跟从你。
I have already followed you.
对我们今天讲，我常常聚会。
For us, it might seem appear like, oh, I come to meeting often.
我也读圣经啊。
And I read the Bible.
我有时候还传传福音啊。
And sometimes I even preach the gospel.
为什么主说如果你要成为完全人？
But then why does Jesus say if you want to be perfect?
当主一问这个，我怎么做一个完全人，立刻出问题了。
But immediately when Jesus says this, then there is a problem.
所以我们读这一段哈，要想一想，耶稣只对一个人讲话。
And so we need to understand that when we're reading this, Jesus is speaking to one person.
我之前讲耶稣说对所有这些以色列人或者这些所谓信以前信神的人讲话。
And so before I was mentioning Jesus speaking to all the Jews, but now Jesus is speaking to one person.
这里他只对一个人讲话。
Just speaking to one person.
是一个有钱人在找耶稣。
He's a rich man looking for Jesus.
他不是说我整天在玩。
He's not just playing around.
他说我读圣经的。
He says, I study the Bible.
我守律法。
I keep the law.
我没有犯过你现在告诉我所犯的一件的事。
I have not committed any of the sins that you have said.
他说我还缺少什么？
What do I still lack?
其实他 pretty proud of himself. 他自己觉得自己不错。
In fact, he was pretty proud of himself.
但如果我们今天说一个跟从主的人。
But if we are those who follow the Lord today.
主说最重要的还有一件事。
Or said, most importantly, there's still one more thing.
把你所有的都能够放过。
That you can let go of all you have.
来跟从我。
To follow the Lord.
主在这里还给我们一个祝福的话。
And the Lord also gives us a blessing here.
他说你的财宝在天上。
He says, and you will have treasure in heaven.
我想问弟兄姊妹，有几个人说我在在天上
I need to ask you, how many of you want treasure in heaven?
好好问问自己,
really ask yourself this question.
我只要今天要有财宝,
or do I only want treasure today?
我今天要舒服,
today I want to be comfortable.
一点不舒服就不行,
if I experience any discomfort, I must have a comfortable life.
在这里呢说, 主说, 真正祝福是天上,
but the Lord is telling us here that the true blessing is in heaven.
究竟我们要哪一个?
Which one do we want?
我们已经很舒服了,
we're already very comfortable.
放不掉,
and we cannot give it up.
我遇过一些这些弟兄姊妹,
I have met some brothers and sisters like this.
我不知道是不是这里我会告诉你们, 还是晚一点再告诉你们,
I don't know if I'll share it now or perhaps later.
不容易,
it's not easy.
我们有了, 放不了,
that we what we have, it's hard for us to give up.
这告诉我们什么?
What does this tell us?
这告诉我们说, 我跟从主, 只跟从到某个地步, 就不会走下去的。
This tells us that we are following the Lord up to a certain degree, and that we cannot follow
要走下去, the Lord. 你先走啊,
to follow him the rest of the way,
你也先走啊,
you also go first.
你们走得了, 我考虑要不要跟着走。
Then when you can follow, then I'll consider whether I'll follow.
主耶稣在这里, 对一个人讲,
but Lord Jesus here is speaking to one person.
这个算是不错的人。
And this is someone who's not too bad.
Yeah,
indeed, when we continue reading, Jesus thinks this person is not bad.
主讲了一句话说,
so that's why Jesus says, if you want to be perfect, you need to be able to lay down everything. Because true treasure is in heaven. When you meet me, you will have it all.
但主耶稣说我不管你哦,
but Jesus says, not, I'm not forcing you.
主说跟从我, 我带着你走到底,
that if you follow me, I will lead you all the way to the end.
我们知道这个人会来找耶稣因为他里面有需要,
we know this person came to Jesus because he had a need.
他来找主的时候, 他要
he came to Jesus to find whether there was a way for him to walk.
So 我们今天跟着主走, 主真的只找你。
And so when you are following the Lord is looking at you alone.
弟兄姊妹有没有经历过, 主为什么要求我这个,没要求他?
Have any of you ever considered why the Lord required this of me and not of this person?
为什么我特别被主要求这?
Why did the Lord only require this of me, not for all these other people?
因为主,今天,既然你说你要跟着主走,你问主,主就问,
because today you have said, I want to follow the Lord. We told the Lord, then the Lord has this response to you.
你要跟着主走,
are you going to follow the Lord?
当我们一想到我要跟着主走的时候,
once I consider I need to follow the Lord,
我们就发现我开始要损失这个,那个,这些都损失。
Then we start thinking, oh, I need to suffer loss, I need to lose this, to give up that.
这个成为我们今天很大的问题。
And this becomes a big problem for us today.
有时候不止我这个人被影响。
Sometimes not only am I impacted,
甚至我也去影响别人,也同样进入这样的影响。
And then I also influence others, and we're all affected.
所记得,神的家是越来越往后退。
We need to see that God's house is backsliding further and further.
人就觉得这样的情况过日子就很好,
to the point where we think, oh, this current circumstance condition is good enough.
我们要注意, 我们不是一个守律法的人。
We need to know that we are not just those who keep the law.
我们只是守住一些人怎么讲, 诶, 这些我做得到, 我就听啊。
Or that we just follow what others say. Oh, I can do it, then I'll just do that.
只要我只要听到这些人说可以做的,我都做到,我就可以了。
As long as I follow what other people say, if they say it and I can do it, then I feel I'm good enough.
所以弟兄姊妹,这个非常重要的事情。
The brothers and sisters, this is very important.
因为真正在看我们的是我们的主。
Because the one who is really looking at us is our Lord.
不是人在怎么看,
it's not how other people
look at us. 我们的主怎么看我们,
but it's how our Lord looks at you.
第二个,
and the next is, second is we need to pay the price.
弟兄姊妹, 我们有几个人真的付代价在跟从主?
How many of us will truly pay the price to follow the Lord?
对自己诚实一点,
you need to be honest with yourself.
是初信的呢?
New believer?
你刚刚带来信主的呢?
Someone you brought to believe.
好好带他们怎么读圣经啊, 怎么明白主说一些话。
You bring them to read the Bible, to understand some of the word of the Lord?
Or am
I someone who can truly pay the price to follow the Lord? I find that when I mention paying the price, people have so many excuses. They have all their ideas and thoughts. Why do I need to follow the Lord? Why do you need to say these words?
问题还多呢。There
are many problems.
所以我们今天要非常注意这件事情。So
we need to pay close attention to this.
我们必须付代价。We
must pay the price.
对我来讲，今天走宗教的路非常的多。To
me, I see so many people walking this religious way.
听道理的人也很多。There
are many people who listen to for this knowledge.
能够真的付代价，跟着主走。But
for those who can truly pay the price and follow the Lord.
这个是一个大问题。This
is a big problem.
我没时间再讲下去了。I
don't have time to continue sharing on this point.
等一下有时间我再提一些这些例子。If
I have time later, I'll bring up some more examples.
我们来看第三个。路加福音第十九章。Let
us look at the third point. It's in Luke chapter 19.
路加福音十九章讲到撒该。
Luke chapter 19 speaks of Zacchaeus.
19章第1到第10节，还是请弟兄把英文读一次。We'll
read Luke chapter 19, verse 1 to 10. Then Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. Now behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, who was a chief tax collector, and he was rich. And he sought to see who Jesus was, but could not because of the crowd, for he was of short stature. So he ran ahead and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was going to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said to him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must stay at your house. So he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. But when they saw it, they all complained, saying, he has gone to be a guest with a man who is a sinner. Then Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, look, Lord, I give half of my goods to the poor, and if I have taken anything from anyone by false accusation, I restore fourfold. And Jesus said to him, today salvation has come to this house, because he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. Here it speaks of Zacchaeus.
有钱啊,
he is rich.
也有地位啊,
he has position.
但他里面有问题。But
he has a problem within.
这又是一个人。
It's another person.
跟前面那个又是同样一个人。Same
as before, it is singular person.
有能力啊。
He has ability.
前面那个人也有能力。Rich
and rule also had ability.
前面那个人是年轻一点。The
one before was a little younger.
这个是年纪大一点。This
guy's a little older.
他里面有需要。
He has a need.
他跑遍所谓当时的基督教, 他们不叫基督教了, 这个天主教, whatever. 里面没办法解决他的问题。
And he looked at the Christianity of that time, the religious world, to find a solution, but he could not find an answer.
他这次来了, 发现怎么这么多人围着耶稣?
And so this time he came, he saw why there's so many people surrounding Jesus.
他没有去接触过耶稣。
He had never met Jesus before.
他这次来了,
this time he came.
他去, 他又矮,
but he went, but he was short.
他想要去看看耶稣什么样子。
He wanted to see what Jesus looked like.
他已经跑遍了这些地方。
Because he had looked across all these other places.
钱对他已经不是问题了。
Money for him was not an issue.
但里面有个需求他没有解决过。
But there is a need within that he could not solve.
这就是这个撒该。
This is Zacchaeus.
说他怎么办?
But in the process of gaining this,
我们满足吗?
Are we satisfied?
不满足。
We are not satisfied.
我工作了很多年。
I've worked for many years.
我看了很多同事。
I've seen many co-workers.
美国人我先不讲了, 我就讲讲我们这个中国人。
I'll just focus on the Chinese people I knew.
就是要赚。
They just wanted money.
我那时总会回头看看我身体干嘛要这样赚。
And then looking back, I think, why did you want to gain
it? 年纪都比我大一点。
And they're all older than me.
没办法, 就是要赚。
They just wanted to gain.
因为, 觉得一定要追到某个程度, 我才可以。
Because they feel they need to reach a certain level so they can be satisfied.
啊, 这是我上班的情况。
This was when I was.
我有个同事就是到处去, 都是在裁员。
And then I had a coworker who, wherever they went, there was layoffs.
还曾经给我打过电话说 Andrew 为我祷告
and even called me and said Andrew please pray for me
已经不知道跑到哪里去了 钱是赚多了
I don't know where they had gone indeed they made a lot of money
就是怕被裁掉
but they were so afraid of getting laid off
我说你紧张什么
I said why are you so afraid
主会养你的
the Lord will take care of you they couldn't bear it
那最后还是又被裁掉
and then eventually they
got laid off 我知道不止一个
and not only person
我们今天特别是年轻的
especially for those who are younger
你要什么
What do you want?
我没办法你们都不会跟我讲诚实话嘛
Perhaps you may not be honest with me.
你要赚什么我不知道。
So、what you really want to gain, I don't know.
但是问你的心呢你真的满足于这样吗
But you need to ask your heart, are you satisfied with this?
如果你有真的不满足的话
If you're truly not satisfied.
像第一刚刚讲的那个少年的官来问什么
Like the rich young ruler, come ask Jesus.
或者这个撒该的，我要来看看耶稣是谁。
Or like that kid, I need to see who Jesus is.
我要看看耶稣做什么。
I need to see what Jesus is.
所以能够让我可以有改变。
So that I can be changed.
他没想过要穷，我记住这个，撒该从来没想过要穷的。
Zacchaeus never thought about being poor.
这个不是他要退的东西。
This was not the thing he had.
他里面有很。很受不了的情况。
But there is something within that he couldn't stand.
说他来到要看看耶稣够了，看看就够了。
So he came. He just wanted to have a look at Jesus. That was enough.
为什么有人做这个事
？Why would he do this?
里面有需求。
Because he had a seeking within.
说弟兄姊妹，如果我们能够解决这个里面的虚空的话
，So brothers and sisters, if we can solve the emptiness within,
对我们影响自己的生活。家里生活各样都完全不同
then it will impact our own lives the lives of our family those around us it will all be different
弟兄姊妹你有没有发现有的时候我们传福音觉得很难跟人谈福音
For instance, have you found that sometimes when you share the gospel it's very hard to, talk, to preach it
share the gospel 我们跟他们谈到福音的时候讲了一讲拜拜
that we share the gospel for a little then we say bye
因为我们本人的里面有东西我是不放的
Because within me there's something that I cannot let go
我可以跟你讲福音
I can preach the gospel to you
我可以跟你讲圣经
I can teach the gospel
但是在我底子里面有东西我是不放的
I can teach the Bible to you but within me there's something I'm not willing to let go
我要问弟兄姊妹主怎么帮你啊
And so I need to ask how can the Lord help you
不可能的事情
Lord cannot help you
除非我是能够放的
Unless I can let this
go 当我能够放了你发现神站在你这一边
Then when you let go you see the Lord stands on your side
神不见得就要你全放了
The Lord may not ask you to give up everything
但是决定不在你啊
But the decision is not in your hand
决定在他
The decision is in God's hand
他负责
He is responsible
但是你成为一个自由的人
But you are one who is free
所以当你跟一个朋友来谈福音的时候
So then when you preach the gospel with a friend
你都不用太怎么针对你赶快信主
Then you don't need to insist. You need to believe in this.
你就发现这个人信主。
You find that this person just believes.
因为我最近生病。
Because of my recent illness.
我跟这些朋友谈福音，我基本上就不谈到底的。
That when I share the gospel, I cannot share too in depth.
我只讲最近一次的经历。
I'll just share a recent experience.
因为这是我第一次见到这个人。
This is my first time meeting this.
这个人是第一次来聚会。
First time the person came to meeting.
我就是想我也不知道你听什么我就把我里面有点感觉我就告诉几个朋友
That I didn't know what you were saying I just shared with a few friends
没想到有一句话到了这个第一次听的朋友心里面去
But I couldn't have believed that something I said touched the heart of this person who was listening to the gospel for the first time
他去找那个带他来的这个弟兄来问一个问题
and then went to the brother who brought them and asked a question
这个弟兄也来问我
and then this brother came and asked me
我简单的给了一个回答
and then I gave a brief response
没想到这个人里面有东西打开了
and then I couldn't believe that this person has something open within.
我如果没记错，大概三个礼拜他就信主。
And if I remember correctly, within 3 weeks, the person.
别人在带着他，他信主。
Someone else.
但是我们今天啊，不要整天很急着我要带人信主。
So we shouldn't be so over eager that I need to bring these people.
我们只求主说用我。
But we need to pray, Lord, use me.
你能够怎么用我?
Lord, how can you use me?
我不知道。
I don't know.
我只把我有的话告诉他, 我就走。
But all I know is I tell the words that have been placed in my heart, and then I left.
但主自己会主来选人。
But the Lord will do the work of choosing.
我们今天要成为一个主能够用的人。
Today we need to be people who can be used by the Lord.
你要看到这个撒该亚。
So let's look at Zacchaeus.
当他要看看耶稣的时候。
When he wanted to see Jesus.
他真的看到。
He saw Jesus.
好像我们有些人参加福音聚会也是听过。
Just like some people attend the gospel meeting. And then they hear it and then they
just.
Some people listen to the gospel for years and they're still listening.
有没有想过问题在哪里?
Have you considered where the problem
is? 我不知道弟兄姊妹有没有想问题在哪
里? I don't know if brothers and sisters have considered.
实际上我们就是要这样的聚会。
Do we think, oh, we just need to have this meeting?
所以才有这样可以谈到福音。
So that we can reach, preach the gospel to others.
人家也不信。
And people don't believe.
也跟你在拖时间。
And it feels like we're just wasting time.
我们看看这个撒该亚。
But let's look at Zacchaeus here.
耶稣来到，就看到有个人听了，我们在看我。
Jesus came to him and saw that there was someone who was staring at him.
主耶稣就抬头看撒该亚。
And Jesus lifted his head and looked up at Zacchaeus.
只讲了一句话。
And he just said one thing.
我今天晚上住在你家。
That today I must stay at your house.
这请问了，有人住在你家，你高兴吗？
Let me ask you, if someone were to stay at your house, are you happy?
我可能不高兴。
Maybe I'm not that happy.
Tell me a week ago.
You need to give me a week ago.
对，一个礼拜前告诉我来我家嘛。
You tell me a week ago that you're coming to my house.
你怎么当时才告诉我要再住在我家呢？
You can't tell me the moment of that you're coming to stay at my house.
赶快把他电话一开的，赶快把房子清干净一点，有人来哦。
Then I need to quickly call my wife. We need to clean the house.
或者叫我的孩子赶快把这些清干净哦。
Tell my kids to clean the house.
没想到耶稣就想一句，我今天住你家。
But Jesus said this word, I must stay at your house today.
哎，如果主耶稣跟你讲这句话，你是什么反应？
What if Jesus told you this word? What would be your response?
闭起眼睛想一想，主耶稣突然说，我现在到你家。
Think about it. Close your eyes. Think about if Jesus said, today, I'm coming to your house.
你可以说，明年好不好？
You might say, how about next year?
或者五年后好不好？
Or maybe 5 years later.
主耶稣说我今天晚上住你家。
Jesus saying, today I must stay at your house.
你欢迎吗?
Do you invite him?
问问自己。
Ask yourself this question. Do you invite him and welcome him?
还不是你的朋友到你家。
It's not your friend coming.
是主耶稣今天说我现在住你家，立刻告诉你我住你家。
It's the Lord Jesus today. He is telling, today I must stay at your house.
Remember this. Immediately. 这个时候住你家。
Remember this. Immediately. Today, stay at your house.
或者你会想说主，不可能吧？我家这么乱，你怎么会来呢
？Or you might think that's impossible. My house is such a mess.
但我想，我们有个回答说，主，我对你不怎么样，你还是不要来了。
Or maybe our honest response is, Lord, I don't have such a strong feeling. It's best that you don't come yet.
当耶稣对这个人撒该说哈，他说我来住在你家，有事情变。
But we see that when Jesus told Zacchaeus, today I must stay at your house, something changed.
他一下来见到耶稣。
He came down, he met Jesus.
我把一半分给你。
He said that I give half of my goods to the poor.
剩下的钱我欠谁四倍全还。
And whatever, if I have false, attained anything by false accusation, I restore fourfold.
我问你，他读了圣经，圣经这样命令他的吗？
Let me ask you, did he read the Bible? Does it say that to, command anywhere?
是圣经里面这样写说，你既然要我住你家，你就要做到这些。
Does it say in the Bible, for me to stay at your house, you need to do these things?
这个告诉我们一件事情。
This tells us one thing.
是这里有一个人遇见耶稣基督。
It tells us that there is someone here who has met Jesus Christ.
因为有一个人遇见耶稣基督，他变了。
Because someone met Jesus Christ, he changed.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天不是来解释吧？哦，你讲的听耶稣，好啊，好啊，我们以后可以一起吃饭呢。
Brother and sister, we see we're not ask other people believe in Jesus. Oh, you're saved. Now we can eat together.
这里是有一个人真正遇见耶稣了。
But here we see there's someone who truly met Jesus. And his life changed.
我们有时候看到, 这个人没这个,
and sometimes we say, oh, this person does not have this. This person is not that familiar with the Bible. But once someone meets Jesus,
真的遇见耶稣基督了,
truly meets Jesus Christ,
你发现这个人变了,
you see that this person changed.
我们有没有说主啊, 我今天奉献给你,
have we ever said, Lord, today I consecrate myself to you.
所以我今天终于把主权交给你,
today I finally give the rights to you.
这里是有一个人真正遇见耶稣了,
here there's someone who truly met Jesus.
他不只信了耶稣,
not only did he believe in Jesus,
你发现他变,
you see that he changed.
他是一个贪爱钱财的人,
he was someone who loved money.
主耶稣没有命令他,
Jesus did not command him. But this money was no longer something that he wanted. He was no longer satisfied with these things. Because he met Jesus Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹, 我们今天我们说信耶稣,
so brothers and sisters, today we say we believe in the Lord.
你搞清楚你信耶稣什么?
We need to be clear. What do we believe about Jesus?
问自己, what do you believe in Jesus?
We need to ask ourselves, what do you believe in Jesus?
你真的认识了基督什么?
What do you know about Jesus?
能够像这个人, 这个撒该, 这个他能够有这样的改变?
Can you be like Zacchaeus and have this change?
你在耶稣怎么说, 这个第九节, 他说, 救恩到了这家, 因为他也是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
If we look in verse 9, Jesus said to him, today salvation has come to this house because he also is a son of Abraham.
你要知道, 对耶稣来讲, 这个人改变主耶稣没有命令。
So we need to see that Jesus did not command this person to change.
乃是这个人遇见了主之后, 他自然变。
But that when this person met the Lord, he naturally changed.
所以我希望弟兄姊妹,
so I hope brothers and sisters can carefully consider this question.
在新约圣经里面, 主耶稣还在新约的里面, 他在这里只对一个人讲话。
In the New Testament, we see here Jesus just speaking to one person. He's speaking to Zacchaeus.
很简单的话,
very simple words.
这个撒该在寻求,
Zacchaeus is seeking.
他希望能够得到一些的改变，给他里面的喜乐有点改变。
And he wanted to have something to change him, have joy within.
主耶稣一句话他就变,
one word of Jesus, he changed.
弟兄姊妹, 千万不要我一辈子主的话我都不变。
Brothers and sisters, we need to be careful that we can listen to a lifetime of words but never change.
求主怜悯我们, 千万不要一辈子都没变。
May the Lord have mercy on us that we would not be those who never change.
因为总有东西我抓住不放的。
Because if there are things we're holding on to and we don't let go,
我不能够说全部在主那里,
and we can't say all belongs to the Lord.
主你要怎么对我说都可以,
Lord, whatever you want to tell me, you can tell me.
So 我们在这里, 我想我这里再提一件事情, 我们钱对我们, 我们有多了, 不见得我们就满足喜乐。
So one more point I want to share here is that just because we have more money does not mean we will be satisfied.
你记得主耶稣在地上怎么说吗?
Remember what Jesus said when he was on this earth.
你有衣有食就当知足。
That you should be content if you have clothing, if you have shelter.
这句话的主你啥都不懂, 什么叫有衣有食啊?
Oh, if you have food, you have clothing, then you should be satisfied. You might say, Jesus, you don't know what you're talking about.
今天所有对我认识的人所看到的, 基本上没, 真的看了, 1% 有这样的人吗?
And among those I meet, who is really like this?
真的在世界上, 就在我们附近, 真的有 1%的人能够说有衣有食, 我就保住了。
Is there even 1% that could be content to say, as long as I have food, I have clothing, I'm good enough?
所以我们做不到, 这段圣经你读来干嘛?
So if we can't do it, what are we reading these verses?
对吧? 我们基本上都被许多的世界东西把我们抓得死死的。
But we have been caught by these things of the world.
我们今天要的是得着主。
Today what we want is to gain the Lord.
真的得着主的生命。
To gain the life of the Lord.
这是值得的。
This is worth it.
我不能够再讲下去了，我要讲第四个。
I cannot share on this point anymore. I want to move to the fourth point.
我本来只讲三个。
I only want to share three.
但是当我在思想的时候，我觉得我要再讲多一个。
Well, I was meditating before the Lord. I thought I had to share one more.
这个是在路加福音第二十四章。
This is in Luke chapter 24.
13-35节。
In verse 13-35.
不读了
We won't read this.
因为这个故事太长了
Because it's so too long.
读完就可以今天聚会到这里
If we finish reading, we'll end the meeting right there.
但是这段圣经啊，不是弟兄姊妹不知道的
This verse is not one we're not familiar with.
你要知道啊，这个有两个人啊，他们回家了
We need to see that there are two people here. They're heading home.
他们曾经也跟着耶稣的。
They were those who followed Jesus before.
耶稣被杀了。
But Jesus was slain.
他们已经很难过了。
They were so sad.
但现在有人说他复活了。
But then there are some who say he resurrected.
这是什么话？
And they thought, what is this word?
怎么会有人死了会复活呢？
How could someone die and then be resurrected?
他们就回家了。
And so they went home.
这里有奇妙的事情啊！耶稣找这两个人。
But there's something so amazing. Jesus came and sought these two disciples.
你有没有看到耶稣是讲的人都是他的门徒啊？这些人。
We often see Jesus speaking to his disciples.
如果你读圣经，福音书里面都是那些他带的那些门徒。
We see that Jesus in the books of the gospel, he always speaking to his disciples.
这两个人。特别在路加福音记载了耶稣去找这两个人。
But in Luke, it specifically records Jesus went to.
我想在其他福音书没提这个。
It's not mentioned in other books.
耶稣找他们。
But Jesus went to seek them.
他们很忧愁。
They were so sorrowful.
因为这个我想没办法读的哈，在十六节里面他说他们眼睛迷糊。
In verse 16, it says their eyes were restrained.
这些人不是跟着耶稣的吗
？Weren't these people who followed Jesus？
这些人不是听耶稣讲话的吗
？These are those who heard Jesus' word。
但是耶稣讲话，他们已经不认得耶稣了。
But yet when Jesus speaking, they did not know him。
我们以为今天是我们说，哎呀，耶稣改了一个面貌。
Sometimes we think, oh, Jesus changed。
在这里告诉我们，不是耶稣改面貌，是他们的思想已经。接受不了。
But we see that it's not that Jesus changed, but that in their mind they could not comprehend。
十七节说他们脸上带着愁容。
And then it says that they were sorrowful.
呀，他们因为他们跟着耶稣这些年没用了，他都死了嘛。
That because they were, followed Jesus for so long, he died, so they were sorrowful.
那有些人说他复活了嘛。
And so some said he resurrected.
第二十五节。
If we look at verse 25,
主耶稣讲，无知的人啊。
Jesus says to them, oh foolish ones.
这用什么呀？如果我们有一天真的见到主，主说：“某某人，无知的人呐、啊。”
If you follow the Lord for some time and then Jesus responds to you, "Oh foolish one!"
我想这里可能一对姊妹都大哭，
Sister will be crying.
但弟兄就难做了，弟兄就气呀、啊，你怎么讲我？
Maybe some brothers will become very angry.
但主耶稣说、啊：“你们这些无知的人。”
But here Jesus says, "Oh foolish one!"
我信了主这么多年。
That I believed in the Lord for so many years. I served the Lord for so many years. I've helped others for so many years. How can I be the foolish one?
但主耶稣来第一句话就说无知的人。
But the first thing Jesus tells us is, oh foolish one.
第二个，你们信的太迟钝。
And he says, slow of heart to believe.
说弟兄姊妹，不管你几岁，年轻，年纪大。
Brothers and sisters, no matter how old you are, whether young or old,
他说你们信得太迟钝。
He says that you are slow of heart to believe.
如果我们不是一个真的在把自己完全给主的话，
if we are not those who completely give ourselves to the Lord,
我想见主的时候，主搞不好也会讲这句话：你迟钝得太慢了。
That perhaps the Lord would say that you are so slow to believe.
所以你发现耶稣啊，就跟他们讲关于把圣经打开，跟他们讲关于耶稣的事。
And so we see that Jesus expounded to them in all the scriptures of things concerning.
他们走很远了、啊，这个是二十五里、啊。
And so we see that they walk quite a distance. They walk 7 miles.
说他们最后这个走到家了。
And so eventually they went home.
他们把耶稣留下来。
And they kept Jesus.
要请耶稣吃饭休息。
They invited Jesus to eat and rest.
但是耶稣还是做同样的事，把饼。把杯拿出来，拨开，给他们吃。
And so Jesus did the same, that he took the bread and the cup and broke the bread and gave to them.
真正在擘饼的里面, 他们眼睛终于打开了。
And in the breaking of bread, their eyes were opened.
这跟我们走了这么久的, 原来就是耶稣。
And then they suddenly realized the one who was walking with them all the time was Jesus.
耶稣只要知道你真的被开始, 耶稣不见。And
then once Jesus sees that your eyes are open, Jesus disappeared.
你知道在我, 这里也是只讲两个人。
And here, again, it's just talking about two people.
这两个人, 主特别对待他们。
Jesus especially went to meet them.
如果你读福音书后面, 耶稣就特别对待不同的人。
That we see in the books of the gospel, Jesus especially meets these different people.
在路加福音记载了这个，在别的福音书都没提了。
And this is mentioned in Luke, but nowhere else.
这里特别主要救这两个人。
Because Jesus went to save these two people.
因为这两个人完全失落。
Because these two people had completely lost their way.
人生失落。
Their lives were so, their lives were over.
他不知道怎么在跟从主。
They didn't know how to follow the Lord anymore.
我们今天呢?
What about us today?
我们生活工作。
In our lives, in our jobs.
我们可能在遇到环境, 不知道怎么再往前走。
Perhaps we meet a circumstance, we can no longer continue following the Lord forward.
主都在看我们是不是一个
But the Lord is looking, are we those who are seeking Him? I'm speaking to those who believe in the Lord. That even those who believe in the Lord still need to
seek Him. 只有在这样的情况里面, 主说我今天特别选你。
And then in this environment, the Lord said, I especially
因为今天要选你, 是要把你转过来。
Because I choose you to change you.
我们没有一个不是主选上我们改得了。
If not the Lord choose us, can any of us change by ourselves?
说当耶稣去改了这两个人,
so when Jesus changed these two people,
还把主的话给他们听,
and he also gave them his word,
你发现这两个人突然间认出跟我讲话能够讲出这些话原来他就是基督,
then they suddenly realized the one speaking to us was Christ.
他眼睛一打开, 耶稣就离开了。
Once their eyes were open, Jesus left.
你知道，如果你看这个到差不多后面哈，第二十二节还是二十三十二节，他说他们心里面的火再烧起来。And
see in verse 32, they say, "Did not our heart burn within us?"
又烧起来了。And
they burned again.
说弟兄姊妹，我们的主不是不管我们。So
brothers and sisters, our Lord is not one who does not care.
让你读这一段话哈，你发现哈，就是我要提到的。 就是说这个耶稣是复活了。And
so we see that Jesus resurrected.
他以前的都是活着跟你讲话的。Before
it was when he was alive, he was sharing with us.
我现在讲最后一个例子是耶稣是复活的人。But
this last example, Jesus is resurrected.
他经过死又复活了。He
went through death and is resurrected.
他复活了之后,
After his resurrection,
他还是跟你讲话,
he still talks to you.
那一年,那个时候,耶稣是亲自跟这些人讲话。
That time, Jesus personally talked to them.
主耶稣今年已经升天了。
Today, he has ascended into heaven.
我可以告诉你, 耶稣还在跟人讲话。
I'm telling you, Jesus is still speaking to us today.
保罗,
like Paul.
这个耶稣也跟他讲话。
Jesus spoke to him.
主今天也是跟我们讲话。
And today, Jesus is speaking to all of us.
我们是在寻找。
Are we those who are seeking?
我们有一直在思考主, 你怎么会这样子呢?
Are we considering, Jesus, why did you
do that? 你的服侍是这样子?
Why is your service like that?
你的侍奉是这样子的吗?
Why, how did you serve in
this? 我能够这样走吗?
Can I walk this way?
这有可能我走吗?
Is it possible for me to walk this way?
发现主就找人。
And we see that Jesus looks for people.
如果我们今天要的话,
If we really have desire, we want it.
主在这里是在找人。
Jesus looking for those.
他找了一个，找了一个，这两个人连名字都没有。
Meets these two people, doesn't only come their name.
但他说，我已经复活。But
Jesus is resurrected.
我已经复活，干嘛我还要去找人？
He is resurrected. Why does he still need to seek men?
因为他都在找他的门徒。Because
he is looking for disciples.
但是路加福音记载了一个，他找了两个人。
But in Luke, it records he looks for two.
这个圣经就一直递上来，要提在这里。
As recorded in the Bible,
因为这两个人里面是在好多疑问。
Because these people, they had so many questions in their heart.
And
they were so downcast. They were not just happy with doing some Christian religion. They were going home.
主耶稣为什么是选他们俩?
Why did Jesus choose these two people?
没错，我们读圣经知道耶稣曾经跟五百人都显现过。
And we know that Jesus at one point revealed himself to 500.
但是都没记载是谁。
They did not record who.
但这里这两个人记载，好长哦，这段圣经。
They record with many verses Jesus encountered with these two people.
为什么?
Why?
对我们说的。
It's speaking to us.
对着我们读圣经的人说的,
it's speaking to us who are reading the Bible.
你愿意认识耶稣,
if you are willing to know Jesus,
你愿意真的知道耶稣做什么,
if you really want to know Jesus' works,
我能够跟着他走吗?
And I can follow him.
你知道我想到这个, 玛利亚,
I think to Mary.
玛利亚, 当耶稣还没生下来的时候,
yeah, before Jesus was born,
神找到他,
God found her.
你知道玛利亚才十多岁, 还没20岁的人,
we know Mary was only in her teens, not yet 20.
我这里没有太多十几岁的吧,
maybe not many people in their teens.
好了,30岁以下吧,
let's say under 30.
你30岁以下, 神说我今天要你,
if you're under 30, the Lord says, today I want you. Are you willing?
不容易啊,
not easy.
真不容易啊,
not easy.
你不要以为我60岁就可以了。
Do not think, oh, I'm 60, I can do it.
我跟你讲,到60岁也做不到。
Let me tell you, at 60, you still can't do it.
70岁也做不到。
70, you can't do it.
不相信,等你活到那个时候你才知道。
If you don't believe it, wait till you live to that age, you'll
believe it. 耶稣找了一个,大概16岁。
Jesus, or God found someone around 16 years old.
他说,我要你为神生个儿子。
That he said, I want you to bear a son for God.
你接受吗?
Do you accept it?
她有男朋友,
she had a boyfriend.
已经订婚要结婚,
they were engaged. They were ready to get married.
我现在如果怀孕了怎么办?
And if I get pregnant now, what would happen to me?
可能吗?
Could that happen?
当玛利亚跟他问完这个天使跟他讲个话,
when Mary asked these questions to the angel who talked to her,
他说, 我是主的使女, 请愿照你的话成就在我身上。
She says, behold, the maidservant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word.
可能吗?
Is it possible?
我这个跟我订婚的男生不会跟我结婚。
That this man who is engaged with me, he will no longer want to be with me.
我所有发梦的事情都不可能。
All my dreams are over.
有几个这么年轻的就是只要主。
How many young people love the Lord, want the Lord in this way?
你发现耶稣不是在问问题啊。
You see, he is not asking a question.
他是真的找了一个人说这个人会听的。
He is looking for someone, this person will.
耶稣就从这个年轻人身上来。
And so Jesus was born from this young lady.
神为什么选到玛利亚?
Why did God choose Mary?
而不是选第二个呢?
Maybe not choose someone else.
有时候我觉得是随便选都不行,不同意的。
I sometimes say you cannot choose carelessly because the person might not agree.
怎么会有一个才16岁左右已经神选上说,我们选上你,你也会同意的?
But how could God see someone around 16 to say, I choose you and you will agree?
This
is all recorded in Luke chapter 1.
那他又讲了一句话,
she said another word.
她说,我心尊主为大,
she said, my soul magnifies the Lord and my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior.
弟兄姊妹,今天如果我们知道主快回来,
if we know the Lord is returning soon,
我们今天听了很多道,
we have heard so many messages.
有进到我们心。
Has it entered into our hearts?
我基本上可以跟弟兄姊妹讲，今天下午只要四点钟，你已经忘记今天早上我讲过什么。
I can almost guarantee that many of you by 4 o'clock today, you will have forgotten what I said.
我已经讲多一点了，四点钟。
I already say a little longer, 4 o'clock.
因为我以前的经历也说过，开个车回家已经忘记今天早上讲了。
Because in my own past experience, by the time I get in the car to leave the building, I have already forgotten what was.
除非你在主面前你是有呼求。
Unless you have a seeking in your heart,
只有在这样的情况里面，你还会记得讲过的是什么话。
Only with this condition will you remember the words of the Lord.
所以，我们今天我们需要认识我们的主是谁。
So today we need to know who our Lord is.
我想我没什么时间了。
I don't have much time left.
我今天跟你们提的问题是耶稣在找人。
So today, what I want to share with you is Jesus is looking for people.
人反应。
And what is the response?
我今天要问这个问题。
Today, I'm asking this question.
耶稣在找你。
Jesus is looking for you.
你反应。
What is your response?
我一开始讲的是耶稣在找人。人反应。
I first started sharing Jesus is looking for man, and what is man's response?
但是我今天耶稣在找你，选定你，你反应。
But now I'm asking, Jesus has selected, he has chosen you, and asked you, what is your response?
我们要知道主今天来找人。
We need to know Jesus is looking for people today.
你反应。
What is your response?
因为我的确已经认识很多人。
Because I have met so many people.
I mean, 这些基督徒。
So many Christians.
So 我的确遇了很多。
Many of them.
我很快讲个故事。
I want to share a quick story.
这个一个名医生。
This is a famous doctor.
他四十多岁，他已经是公司里面的 number one， 医院里面的 number one。
That in his forties, he already became the chief doctor.
他真的能干。
He was very capable.
这就爬得很高。
So he climbed very high.
有一天不舒服。
One day he was not feeling well.
去检查身体。
He went to get an exam.
他有肝，他就发现肝癌。
He had liver cancer.
已经是末后的肝癌，全部发了。
And it was late stage.
他整个人低沉到谷底。
And he was so sorrowful to fall to the bottom.
他一开始是不相信的，我怎么可能有
？At first he didn't believe it. How could this happen to him?
但是后来怎么去查，抽出来这都完全证明。
But all the tests he did, it confirmed it.
低到底。
He fell all the way to the bottom.
有个弟兄来找他
，and the brother came to meet him，
就跟他说：“你不是信耶稣的吗
？”He said, "Don't you believe in Jesus?"
跟主说一下吧。
Why don't you tell the Lord?
他接受了，他去祷告。
And he accepted. He went to pray.
他跟主祷告说：“我不敢叫你医治我。
”And he prayed, "Lord, I dare not ask you to heal me."
我这二十多年。我只是挂个名字做基督徒，我其实没有真的什么都听。
He said that in the past 20 years, by name I was a Christian, but I was not listening to you.
我只要赚钱。
I just wanted money.
但有一件事我现在想求你。
But one thing I'm asking of you.
在我死之前。
That before I die.
给我知道你是真的，而我是全人接受你。
That you show me you are real and I completely accept you.
才死了。
And then I can die.
那祷告完。他倒是有个安息。
And then after praying, he had rest.
因为他是名医生，他是最高的位置。
Because he was in the highest position as chief doctor.
基本上抽出来就第一个可以换肝的这个，就给他先开刀了。
That whenever the first opportunity for a liver transplant, he was the next in line.
他说再可以活两年，我还是想活。
And he said, if I can live a couple more years, I want to live.
开刀的医生也是很出名的。
There's also a famous doctor who operated on him.
一把他一打开，吓坏了。
But when they opened him up, they were
赶快去查名字是他吗
？And they double checked, is this really him?
因为那个肝癌已经没了。
Because that liver cancer was gone.
所有的癌症都不见了。
And the cancer cells were gone.
全部死在那个肝里面。
It was dead.
对这个医生来讲，只要把那个死掉的割掉就可以了。
And for the surgeon, all he had to do was remove that.
不需要再换肝。
There was no transplant needed.
封起来。
And then sealed him back up.
他好了之后。
After he healed,
他辞掉他当医生。
he stopped being a doctor. He was only in his 40s.
不要,
but he didn't want it.
这个钱也不要,
he didn't want money either.
他成为一个传道人,
and he became a minister.
他说我余生是服侍你,
and he said, my whole life, I serve you.
这些都不要,
I don't want anything.
我本来写了几个故事, 我没时间讲,
I had a few other stories, but I don't have time to share today.
但是我要问, 就是这个问题,
but I want to ask a question.
我不再是讲说耶稣再找, 这个原, 反正耶稣, 耶稣一开始, 耶稣在找人, 人的反应是什么?
And so, beginning Jesus working for man, what is man's response?
但是我今天要讲, 耶稣在找你, 你的反应是什么?
And now, I'm asking, Jesus asking for you, what is your response? Are you willing to let the Lord choose?
你愿意给主找吗?
Are you willing?
想清楚才讲这个话?
Be careful before you say the word.
人找可能都没什么事啊, 就是我完不听就不听了。
Maybe if someone else asks of you, you can say, if I don't listen, I don't listen.
你能够对自己说, 主你找我, 我听了。
But can you say for yourself, Lord, you ask me,
你怎么讲都行了。
Whatever you say, is, oh, I accept.
你讲得了吗?
Can you say this?
但主在这里。所以我今天的题目就是讲这个, 耶稣在找人, 人在, 人的反应呢?
And so that's my topic for today. Jesus looking for people, what is their response?
但是我要把它改一点。今天耶稣在找你,
and so I changed a little. Jesus looking for you. What is your response? I have a little more to I want to share, but we are out of time. But may the Lord use these four points I brought up today. How Jesus talked to the Pharisees and the Jews. How Jesus talked to the rich young ruler. How Jesus talked to Zacchaeus.
耶稣对两个人讲,
and how Jesus spoke to these two disciples.
从人多到一个到两个,
from many to just one or two.
在他在地上的时候, 到他复活之后, 还对两个人说,
from when he was on this earth to after he was resurrected.
主耶稣现在天上, 还在找人说,
and today he has ascended into heaven, he is still looking for people.
我们愿意, 欢迎主跟我们说,
are we willing to welcome Jesus to speak to us?
还是我们拒绝?
Or do we reject him?
我告诉你, 主都知道的,
let me tell you, Jesus knows.
主完全知道,
he knows all.
So, 我们要求主得到我们许多人,
so may the Lord gain many of us.
能够被主使用,
we can, so that we can be used by the Lord.
就是我们见主的时候, 我们能够被主选上的人,
so that when we meet the Lord, we will be those who are chosen by him.
我们低头祷告,
let's bow for a word of prayer.
主我们谢谢你,
dear Lord, we thank you.
地上很多事都会变, 唯有主,
all things in this world are changing, but Lord, you never change.
说很多人对我们有失望有什么, 主你永远爱我们,
Lord, that maybe others are distraught or upset, but Lord, you always love us.
说使我们能够跟着你走,
and so Lord, may we follow you all the way.
说使我们都能够真实奉献自己给你,
and may we all completely consecrate ourselves to you.
因为你永远爱我,
because you always love us.
给我们做一个真认识你的人,
may we be those who truly know you.
是一个真跟随你的,
truly those who follow you.
奉主耶稣基督的名,
in Jesus Christ's name I pray.
Amen. 好, 我们聚会就到这里。
Well, we'll end our meeting here today.